Thank you. Because they were part of your little dream team of thugs, weren't they?
Oh, that's right. You got me. Past tense. They were. Yeah, it's really quite a sad story, actually.
What do you mean?
I had assembled the greatest dream team of thugs in the history of the world. Had them all in one room. And I also had some homemade C4. And wouldn't you know it, it exploded. And I lost them all.
You're shitting me.
You're shitting me!
Well, we have a lot in common because
I basically did the same
thing. Oh, no, wait. That didn't happen to me because I'm not a fucking retard who blows up his own dudes.
Fuck you, cunt.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky. For he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Yippee-yi-yo. Faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught 'em yet. Cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky. All the horses snorting fire as they ride on, hear their cry. As the rider sloped on by him, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways. If they are with us, you will ride, trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-yi-yo.
Why don't you just shank fat bastard again?
Austin, this is no time to get jealous.
Well, how could you do it?
I was just doing my job.
No, I mean literally, how could you do it? The man's so fat, the sheer mechanics of it are mind-boggling.
Look, don't try to lay your hang-ups on me just because you lost your mojo.
Ouch, baby. Very ouch.
Look, Austin, we're running out of time. I'm sorry. I just did what I thought you would do in the same situation. You're the reason that I became a spy. I thought that I wanted to be you, but then I realized that I want to be with you.
You do?
Yeah.
Hang on, baby.
Look, maybe we should talk about this later. First, we need to get past that one inept guard.
Right, here's the plan. What if I pretend to be desperately ill with food poisoning? The guard, drawn by my cries of pain, comes to investigate. Meanwhile, you dig a pit, line it with makeshift punji sticks made from sharpened toothbrushes. The guard falls in, Bob's your uncle, we escape. What do you think?
That might work, but what about this? What do you think of these, my man?
All me!
What a burn. That sort of thing could get a man fired. I think he was hot for you.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Theme from the TV show Rise. Thank you.
Now we'd like to do a favor of the horn section. We hope it's one of yours.
Sometimes it's hard. Something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man and tell the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can. Stand by your man. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.
Baby!
Stand by your man.
Well, folks, it's time to call a night. Do what you feel and keep both feet on the wheel. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So till next time.
Move them on.
Hit them up.
Get the hell out of here.
Do you know I'm coming with you to meet this adoption couple? You're just a kid. I don't want you to get ripped off by a couple of baby-starved wingnuts.
Thanks, Dad.
Boy, I thought you were the kind of girl who knew when to say when.
I don't really know what kind of girl I am.
To me straight, Bryn. You think this is my fault?
I think kids get bored and they have intercourse. And I think Junebug was a dummy about it, Mac.
I am not ready to be a pop-pop.
You're not gonna be a pop-pop. Somebody else is gonna find a precious blessing from Jesus in this garbage dump of a situation.
Did you see that coming when she sat us down here?
Yeah, but I was hoping she was expelled or into hard drugs.
That was my first instinct, too. Or a DWI. Anything but this.
Both fall. Welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. Here he is now, my brother, Joe Pesci.
Hey! Hey, everyone! Welcome to the Joe Pesci Show. I'm Joe Pesci, huh? Nice, huh? Got my desk here, got my mic here, got my ice pick here. I got everything! Okay, this Joe Pesci Show is special because tomorrow marks the 88th birthday of one of the greatest actors of all time. And he was my boyhood idol, and he is here tonight. Please welcome the legendary Jimmy Stewart! Over here, over here. There you go, over here. Have a seat, have a seat. Have a seat. Mr. Stewart, welcome to my show.
Nice to see you, Johnny.
Now, Jimmy, you may be 88, but as they say, you're only as old as you feel, huh?
Well, then I probably died 6 years ago.
This guy over here. You know, Jimmy, when I was a kid, you were my boyhood idol, and I always dreamt that maybe one day
I would have a home.
And I had a, you know, and I had a story, but since I'm going to be around here next week, you go ahead with the story, huh? Go ahead.
Little Trout by Jim Stewart. I woke one day with a taste for trout. So I got in my boat and I headed out.
Hey, that was a great poem, Jimmy. My next guess is
he spotted my bait and began to give chase when my hook ripped into his fishy face. Then he looked at me like I was his friend. So I let him go and went out for a good piece of steak.
Hey, that was a great, beautiful story. Beautiful story. You know what, though? Beautiful story. That reminds me of this one time when I was stabbing this guy in Sheepshead Bay with a, you know, and I was sitting there, and he was looking at me with that one good eye he had left, and I was touched, I had to tell you. I killed him anyway, but anyway. Let's bring on our next guest, a very funny guy. Here he is, Jim Carrey! He's here!
Good to see you, Joe! How are you, Mr. Stewart? Still breathing, are you?
Who is this clown?
Say, let me introduce myself.
Hi there, excuse me. I'm Jim Carrey, pleased to meet you.
Smoke a lot of dope, do you, son? That's a rhetorical question.
Oh, really?
This fellow mugs so much, he should put a handle on the side of his head.
Exactly. Hey, now, Jim, I understand you do a great impression of Jimmy Stewart. Why don't you do that? I love it. I saw you.
Well, I'd rather talk about my movie Cable Guy, opening June 14th, but here goes.
I'm Jimmy Stewart. I'm incredibly old. Completely untalented. Let me show you how it's done, son.
Take your time.
Here's an impression for you. I'm Jim Carrey. I'll do anything for a laugh. I need attention 24 hours a day. Look at me! Look at me!
There! Hey, he knows what he's doing over here.
Nice try, old-timer, but I don't think so.
Hey, wait a second here. Jimmy Stewart's impression is not good enough for Mr. Jim Carrey, huh?
Nope.
Oh, well, I've got an impression for you that I think you'd like, Mr. Carrey. It goes a little something like this. Riddle me this, riddle me that. Time to say hello to my big fat bat. Now the kid's ready to do numma numma.
You know, I have never agreed with gratuitous violence.
Oh, really? Yeah, me neither. What am I, huh? Some violent, cannoli sucking criminal to you? Is that what I am, huh? You're an American icon and I'm some ethnic moron? Is that what's going on?
That about sums it up, you midget mobster greaseball.
Oh, really? Well, it's been a wonderful life, Jimmy. Unfortunately, it's time to say goodbye. Hey.
This is a nice baseball bat. I wonder what it would look like buried in your ass.
Oh, you think so? You think so?
Hey, hey, Harvey, get him!
Who's Harvey?
I kind of like this feeling. Makes me feel young again.
Okay, hey, hey, Jimmy, come on. Let's talk.
Shut up, baseball! You hear that, Clarence? Every time a Guido sings, an angel gets its wings. Excuse me, son. You can shut off the camera now. The show's over. Hey, I'm talking to you. This son of a bitch thinks I'm playing games. Well, here's a game for you. Never underestimate the power of the elderly. Happy birthday to me.
We are the last two left on Earth.
was lost for words in your arms. Attempting to make sense of my aching heart. If I could just be everything and everyone to you. Not enough time for all that I want for you. Not enough time for every kiss. Not enough time for all my love. Not enough time for every touch.
Somebody won't wait. Yeah, oh, come right in. Don't let the fact that my door's closed dissuade you in any way from entering my office.
Sir, we're at the Beverly Hills Police Department. Are you Mr. Sidney Bernstein?
Yes, lucky guess.
Well, sir, you have 25 unpaid parking tickets. We have a warrant for your arrest.
25? What 25?
You have 25 unpaid parking tickets, sir?
I pay my tickets. I pay all my tickets.
Sir, do you own a black Mercedes-Benz license plate number CRL507?
507? That's my wife's car. That's not my car.
She has 25 unpaid parking tickets.
It's under my name, but it's my wife's car. No. Bitch!
The tickets have not been paid. That means you're liable. Can you cuff Mr. Bernstein, please?
Cuff me! There are people out there with chainsaws. You're cuffing me.
Well, sir, you have 25 unpaid parking tickets, and it's your car, so we have to take you in.
Wait a second. I've got an idea. Is there something that I have in this office that I could hand to you and that would make you kind of forget that you're holding those little pink tickets there?
What are you trying to say, sir?
Like you'd be holding something in that hand, and this hand you'd forget about. This hand you'd be concentrating on. That hand you'd go, what did I have there? I don't even remember.
Oh, you mean like if I had $200 in this hand?
Ouch! Let go of my arm! $200! Ouch! Please, I'm robbing you. That's what I'm doing. Here's one, here's two. They're real crisp.
Well, now that you think about it, Mr. Bernstein.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to use your computer because I have to wipe all evidence of this transaction out, you know.
No problem. No problem at all.
Thank you, Sidney, so much.
Oh, certainly.
Thank you
certainly.
Very much.
Yes.
Also, Sidney, one other thing.
Yes,
I'm quite sure a man in your position understands that, my contact down at headquarters wouldn't want his name to be known.
Don't I know it?
Right.
Don't I know it?
Could you excuse me for a second while I...
Uh-huh. Oh, you're gonna... Yes, secret it. It's like a James Bond thing.
Exactly.
Sure. Yes.
Thank you.
No problem. Hey, no problem at all. Anything you want to use.
I can't believe what... I don't want to hear it, Billy.
Yes, I'm relieving, and now that you're leaving, soon as you can pay. Yes, I'm relaxing, and hear that you're resting, whenever you get your way. Yes, I'm soothing, and all that you soothe me, soon as you sound the same.
I'm a sucker for him.
Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
Hello, Horatio. Ah.
Well, now. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio.
Actually, the name is Ramirez.
Will you get out of here?
Excuse me.
A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy.
Forgive me for interrupting your conversation, but...
He hath borne me upon his back 1,000 times. Now, how abhorrent in my imagination it is. The gorge rises at it. Here hung those lips that I have kissed I know not how oft.
Sir... Whatever you gentlemen felt for each other when your friend was still alive is certainly none of my affair.
What's your fucking game, shithead?
Shithead? What's a shithead?
Get off the stage!
My apologies! Enough of this useless banter. I shall be on my way and leave you to converse with your scum. Farewell, dear shithead. Farewell.
Rather glad the magic works.
So much for the horse and cart.
Get over.
Just hold on, I'm going home. Just hold on, I'm going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, I'm going home.
What makes you think she is a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
Got better.
To your heart.